Dr. Armstrong said, "Speeding is wrong. Young men like you are a danger."
"It was just an accident," replied Anthony.
Rogers spoke nervously.
"The voice told a story about me and Mrs. Rogers. It isn't true. My wife and I looked after Miss Brady until she died. There was a storm that night, sir, and the telephone was broken. We couldn't call the doctor. I went to him, but he got there too late. We did everything possible for her."
"But she left you some money?" asked Blore.
"She did, sir," replied Rogers. "And why not?"
"And you, Mr. Blore?" asked Lombard. "Your name was on the list?" Blore's face turned red.
"Lander, you mean? He and his friends robbed a bank, the London and Commercial."
"I remember,"
Mr. Justice Wargrave said.
"You gave the information that sent Lander to prison. You were a police officer then. Lander wasn't a strong man. He died in prison a year later."
"He was a criminal," said Blore. "He was the one who killed the bank employee. It was quite clear."
Wargrave said slowly,
"You enjoyed some professional success as a result, I believe."
"Yes," said Blore. "I did. But I was only doing my job."
Lombard laughed.
"Aren't we all perfect, except for me? Tell us about you, Doctor, and your little professional mistake. What was it?"
Dr. Armstrong smiled and said calmly, "I really don't understand this. What was the name? Please, closer. I can't remember a patient with that name. It's a complete mystery to me. Of course, it's a long time since I worked in a hospital. Perhaps it's a patient who died there. People always think the doctor did a bad job."